When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we give conservatives good, bad, and crazy news, and with this insane news cycle, there's never been a better time to join us. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, we're a little off kilter this morning. You can tell we need coffee. We need like
all the coffee.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday, hopefully some of you caught us doing a preview of last night's debate on the WIBC Facebook page. But we did a half an hour preview, and actually it was not much of a debate preview because that's right when the Bob Bulinski explosion happened, is basically an hour before the debate.
What I find so interesting about that is that he's basically a Democrat.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, can you just answer some questions so people will quit bothering me? I want to be irrelevant again, you know? And I'm kind of sick of being irrelevant. So if you would just answer some questions, like normal people have to, you know, answer to this stuff. And since you're a Democrat...
Are you suggesting that the press do its job?
Yes. That's what I'm suggesting. I'm like screaming at the top of my lungs every day for the press to do its job, and they don't have to do it. So because Democrats are never held accountable for anything. They get so much cover, right? Every single day. So he's just asking the question, can you just maybe answer something about this so I can just go back into a world of my life of obscurity? That would be great. And they, you know, and now, and didn't Joe last night say something about him? Didn't he say something about?
He mentioned Rudy. I can't remember. I don't think he named.
He didn't name Bobby
Linsky. Yeah. I don't think he named him. But he's the one that brought up Rudy. And then Trump basically was like, I'm going to go ahead and ask you about that now.
Right.
Since you brought it up. By the way, Trump did amazing.
He did a beautiful job last night.
Amazing
job. He was fantastic.
He was perfect. He was
calm. Yeah. He was he was so in control. He was so he was the adult in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Joe was the geriatric in the room.
I mean, what a difference, right? Mm-hmm. When Trump allows Joe to talk, Joe sounds like Joe. Mm-hmm. And that's what we needed.
Right.
And so I loved Trump's entire demeanor. I actually didn't start disliking Welker as a moderator until about an hour in, because I thought she behaved very well. I thought she was asking appropriate questions, but then she started interrupting Trump all the freaking time.
She did.
And it turns out, Fox News, I heard them do the count. She interrupted Trump 111 times compared to 22 times that she interrupted Biden.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you saw that coming.
I mean, right, exactly. And so I guess we should be, like, grateful that she wasn't worse, right?
Kira. What? Tapioca.
I don't know what that means.
It's just Joe Biden.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Kira.
Did you see him checking his watch? Joe Biden freaking checked his watch during the debate.
Because he was tired and his meds were wearing off.
And he needed prunes.
He's like, I gotta have my soft boiled egg. It's like, it's time for me to have it. Jill's gotta feed me my egg. It's time. I mean, that guy is so, you could tell in his eyes. She asked me this morning, I walked in, you guys, and she's like, why are Joe Biden's eyes so black?
But he doesn't have whites of the eyes. I don't understand how a human being does not have eye whites.
I don't know, Satan? I don't know. I mean, I'm just going on a limb. You can quote me on that. I don't know.
That, you guys? That's not normal. I'm sorry. And it didn't used to be like that.
Well, I think a lot of it is and have you guys noticed, like, because he's got so much crap shoved in his face, okay? And when you put all that crap in your face and you stretch it and you, like, want to look like a tiger, right? He's got so much Botox that he's got wrinkles here and then no wrinkles here. Have you guys, you notice that? Like, it's... It's so obvious.
I thought it was a lift. I thought he had everything pulled back this
so
direction.
Bad that there's like, it's, you know, like, I mean? So lifted that it's like, but there's wrinkles here. Like, you could tell the wrinkles are like, but we want to come through. So the wrinkles are like, they're just like, boom. Boonk on the
but,
side.
But you know what happens?
And there's none here because he's put so much, like, I don't know, filler or something right
here. I think
here.
He's had it pulled only to the side. And so what happens, you guys, is when he tries to animate and lift his eyebrows,
it's like,
everything starts to get weird. Like, really, really weird.
It's like beyond weird.
There was a point where he tried to, like, do this crazy smile thing. And his lips stretched out this far.
That's
and
gonna,
it's like, that's
going
like
to be the screenshot. That's going to put me going. That's going to be a screenshot.
I'm just,
this
there's something wrong with his face.
There
Not
is.
Not that we're judging his ability.
Oh my God, somebody said it's Garrison Joe Talks.
It's Joe Talks.
It's Joe Talks.
That's my new favorite word.
Oh my
word.
God, it's the best
Oh
Kira.
My God, that is my new
oh
favorite
my
word.
Oh God, we cannot.
Because that kind of explains everything, right?
It does.
It could cover, like, stuff that's been injected.
Right.
It could cover... This
it's
situation.
It's the Joe Talks. Oh, crap. That's
I
funny.
I love that.
Oh, my God. I mean, that guy. It's just how, why would you want him running the country?
Well,
what is wrong
I
with
don't,
you?
I mean, it was such a powerful moment when Trump got him to say that he wants to get rid of oil and gas.
Right?
I mean, what a moment.
I mean, right? And his face, Trump's like, oh, my God, you're a freaking
he was like,
idiot.
That's a big thing.
That's kind of huge.
And even Kristen Welker, at that point, she was just like, why would you do that? Did you hear her say that? She was like, why would you do that? It was glorious.
Why are you such an idiot?
That was glorious.
Why do you say the things?
I mean, that was a moment.
Somebody take his keys.
Wow.
I know.
It was a good time.
See, and then the Hitler thing?
Oh, my God. I almost lost my crap when he was like, well, America was a huge fan of Hitler before we... What? I don't even know what he said after that because I was like, wait, what?
When did that occur? When?
I don't think
I
that's
mean,
a thing.
I mean, you would know because you were alive. I mean, you were in college then,
oh
right, Joe?
God.
You were in college.
Oh, and then I have to tell you this because I only saw this morning. You guys, there was a tweet from an actual state rep in Georgia. I don't even remember her name because it's got like apostrophes in it and it's like this
she's
crazy
all,
name.
She's all hyphenated and crap.
It's just a long name.
Yeah.
It starts with a duh apostrophe something. And she was like,
starts with
I cannot
duh.
Believe, why is Trump saying anything about coyotes as if a coyote could pull a child across the border? And you guys... She was not alone. There are so many dumbass liberals out there who actually think Trump was talking about a
actual
wolf-like animal.
Coyotes?
Yes.
Like, woo! Like those? Oh, my God.
I mean, this actually...
And they...
She hasn't deleted it yet.
And they get paid by taxpayers.
If you don't understand...
What a coyote is.
As an actual paid, taxpayer-paid representative of a... place in America.
GTFO.
Get out.
You get fired.
You just resign.
You immediately get fired.
Oh my God.
Like, that's a fireable offense. You GTFO. You don't know what a coyote is? What is wrong with you?
There were so many people that were saying that.
Oh my God.
I noticed that one because it's a blue checkmark person. And
I need to see that immediately.
I will show it to you right now. Darshan Kendrick.
Okay.
She said, and I'm quoting.
Oh, my God.
Did real Donald Trump just say 545 kids can't find their parents for they came over through cartels and coyotes? How the hell does a coyote bring a whole human across the border? And then she's like, Lord, stop talking to him.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's saying that. And I am dying.
I can't.
She has been ratioed harder than any ratio in the history
I
of ratios.
I have to share that with everybody. You guys share that far and wide. You guys need to, seriously, take that and share it on all your social media today. Share it and be like, this is a Democrat. This is what we're dealing with. And that, you know what they do? And then they say, we're the intellectual elite.
Right.
We're intellectual elite. Y'all are just hillbillies. Okay.
Now, if you're looking for her, it's Dar apostrophe Shun.
Yes.
S-H-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick.
I
blue check mark.
The apostrophe makes her
It stands out.
It really stands out. The apostrophe is what makes the name.
And journalists. Now, if you are expecting journalists to cover Hunter Biden, you're out of luck, right? And if you're questioning why wouldn't they be covering it at this point, considering that Bob Linsky is giving all of that hard evidence to the FBI, and it is legit, if you're wondering why isn't CNN and MSNBC and all these other stations covering it, you actually are a better journalist than all of their employees combined. So congrats. The fact that you're wondering that in your mind makes you an actual better journalist. It's ridiculous, because instead of talking about that, let me just give you an example of what, like, Susan Glasser is saying. Did anybody else notice, she asked, Trump drinking a glass of water with both hands in the Leslie Stahl interview? That's what she's reporting on. She's reporting. And by the way, he has already addressed that question. You know why he does it? You don't get to do it. You know why? You know why he does it?
Why?
Because he wears silk ties. Oh. And he doesn't want to spill anything on a silk tie. And sometimes when you drink with the one hand, you don't have as much control over getting the droplets on your silk tie.
I spill crap on myself all the time. I spilled coffee on myself on the way to work yesterday. And you know what sucks? This is my least favorite thing. Yesterday I had a V-neck. I don't know, you guys don't remember, but I had a shirt on. I had a shirt on that was, like, kind of low cut, right? I mean, I have zero cleavage. I mean, I'm putting it out there. I'm, like, basically an A cup. Okay, but I spilled, and it went down my bra and all the way through. So, I mean, like, it spilled, and it went down through, all the way through to my stomach. This is what happens when I spill.
And just kind of rested in your belly
button. Just rested right there. And I'm driving, and I'm like, this is so inconvenient. And it's coffee, so it's hot, and I'm just like, well, I can't do anything about it till I get to work, because I'm driving to work, right?
What are you gonna do?
So, I mean, I feel his pain.
Yeah.
I spill stuff all the time. This is what happens.
But that is an example of what journalists are focusing on.
Of course they are.
Idiotic, dumbass stuff like
that. Instead of Hunter Biden right. being with, like, an underage girl, or money laundering.
Or the fact that his father was totally involved in all of these corrupt money grabs.
Right.
That's the big issue here.
Right.
Gives a crap what Hunter
does,
because
right? he's running for president.
Joe's trying to lead the free world.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, I would actually maybe believe, because some of this stuff was from 2017, some of it before that while he was VP. But, like, some of the stuff from 2017, now I'm wondering if Hunter was actually taking advantage of his father's cognitive decline and just being like, Dad, just sign this. Don't worry about it.
It's a great question.
Because, you know, obviously Biden has to take responsibility for anything he did while he was serving as VP. But while he was a private citizen, I don't put it past Hunter Biden at all to be like, Dad's going crazy.
Yeah.
He's going a little, you know,
and I'm
demented. I'm going to sign him up for some stuff. Because that is the kind of person Hunter is.
My favorite last night was when Joe Biden was like, I have never taken a cent from he didn't say other countries. He said from a country.
Mm.
What? Like, really?
He did a terrible, terrible job, you guys.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I wanted to mention that I voted yesterday. I did early voting.
How long?
It was an hour.
Yikes.
And I only picked yesterday because it was a gloriously beautiful day
in
Indianapolis.
Yeah, waiting outside wouldn't have been a big deal.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And I could see a few days ago, Thursday was looking like a really pretty day. But
yeah.
an hour, and apparently the place that I voted at had only opened up for early voting the day before, and it was just as busy the day before. Which makes me wonder, how all this early voting is actually going to impact Election Day, and if it's going to be super busy, or if this is just, like, a crazy amount of people, what?
I'm sorry.
What?
Somebody said the dingo dragged the baby.
Can somebody please tweet that to Darshan Kendrick?
You guys, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Cannot.
People think they're real coyotes.
I'm sorry, they're not real coyotes, you guys.
Remember how much Joe lied, by the way, last night?
Oh, God.
The fracking thing? Oh, my God.
Remember how much he's lied his whole life? Remember when he plagiarized his way through law school? It's never stopped.
My favorite, though, was when he was like, I have never talked about banning fracking. And Trump was like, have you not seen the videos?
He
posted it immediately.
I know.
Immediately.
I would imagine his people were probably like, we're on it. We're putting it up right now, Mr. President. Right. I mean, come on. We played it on our show.
How does he not know that?
God, he's an idiot.
I mean, that was just blatant
Why
dumb.
Would you say that in a second? Why would you say that in a second, third, whatever debate? Why would you say that you've never flip-flopped on that?
And then he admitted it even later on in that same debate.
Oh, my God.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to put an end to all that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And
then he lied, too, because he got called out for saying that Trump canceling all the flights from China was xenophobic. And he was like, no, I was saying he was xenophobic about other things. I was not directly tying that to the COVID stuff.
Bullcrap.
Well,
yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
God.
That's exactly what he did. Can you see that? Can you guys see that?
It says... Stop the xenophobic fear-mongering. Be honest.
And he was retweeting Trump, who was talking about the virus.
Yeah.
So, of course he did. And when you have all this evidence that proves you are lying, why are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
There's this thing called the internet. People use it. I know you don't, Joe, because you're in your basement, but other people use it. We're using it right now.
It's a thing that we use.
It's a thing.
Did you guys see Chris Wallace immediately after the debate start whining that he wishes that his debate would have been like that?
Yeah, he also was talking about how he thought Joe Biden did so great. And he was, immediately after he was talking about how wonderful Joe Biden did. You could just tell, I mean, that guy is just...
When he was trying to whine about how he wishes his debate would have gone like that, I was like, dude... It could have.
Yeah.
You are the one that lost control.
Yeah.
Kristen Welker outmanned you.
Yeah, she did.
She has
much bigger balls than you do. Her balls are giant compared to yours.
There are some big balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see.
And I don't even like her. I mean, like, I don't like her politics. I hate the fact that they used that chick as the moderator because she obviously is in the bed. She's literally in bed with the Obamas.
Yeah.
So we all know that she has an agenda and that she's completely biased. We get it. I mean, we knew that going in, right? But really, if you think about it, she did an okay job.
She did an okay job.
All things considered, the first entire hour,
I was like, "This is great." I mean, she's actually doing. And he even commented.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, "And I totally respect how you're doing this."
Yeah, he goes, "I gotta say, you're doing a pretty good job."
It wasn't tremendous or huge,
no,
but it was still, notable.
You're not being a complete sea beast.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I mean, and that's a huge plus compared to how it's gone before.
Exactly.
Did you guys hear Biden be like, "Those poor boys"?
Oh, my God. I actually tweeted that. I go, what are poor boys? And everybody's tweeting back to me going, those are like shrimp sandwiches.
Oh, my God. You guys, he's not fit.
He's not
mentally.
Well. He's not well.
I don't understand how people.
I mean, listen, I know Jake Tapper is going to get mad at me for saying that. Isn't it Jake Tapper?
He's
the one that got mad at, like, is it Laura Trump for saying that?
Yes.
Yes. I know he'll get mad if I say that he's in cognitive decline, but he's in cognitive decline.
Because Jake Tapper
decline.
Would be like, "How dare you make fun of his stutter?"
Yeah, I don't hear a stutter.
And by the way, he hasn't had a stuttering problem for like decades.
I don't hear any stutter.
So can you
what I hear is an old man in cognitive decline. That's what I hear and see. Is it wrong to say that?
No, because it's completely obvious to anyone with eyeballs and ear
holes,
canals. So, I mean, it's really obvious.
Yeah.
Trump had some really good, like, standout lines, I thought. Like, there was one that he said when the question was, how are you going to bring, if you're talking to people on Inauguration Day, how are you going to bring people together?
Yeah.
I think it was at that point where he said something like, success is what will bring us together.
Yes.
And I was like, that's exactly right. Because when people do well, then... There's no reason for people to be all freaking out and upset with one another, right?
And he was talking about how before COVID hit, people were starting to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. I totally believe that.
Which is why, by the way, it was a terrible strategy, I thought, when Biden, in the middle of the Hunter Biden line of questioning, he tried to reshape the conversation and do one of those, I'm going to look directly in the camera and talk to you at your kitchen table. You guys are hurting. And he just totally shifted the conversation into trying to convince people that they are horribly having a horrible, horrible go of it, even though the majority of Americans believe that they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you can't convince people that they're doing poorly when they're not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a terrible strategy.
Yeah, and Obama used to do that crap, too.
Yeah, he did.
Your life sucks. It really... Look at me.
Believe me.
Your life sucks.
You're doing awful.
I can make it better.
Oh my God.
Shut up. You're the government. You can't help me. That's not your job.
Yeah, that was,
do
that
your
was
job.
A terrible strategy. Also, Biden could not give any specificity about any plan for anything at all.
Well, he's going to lock stuff down.
Well, yeah.
That's his plan.
His plan is to lock it down, but also blame Trump for the lockdown.
That, exactly. And then make all of us wear masks all the time.
Right.
That's a plan.
I mean.
Because masks have worked so well, right? Because more people are wearing masks, yet, you know, he's talking about how there are more cases of COVID, which we all expected because there's more testing, right? I mean, that's common sense. Don't we all understand that? If you have common sense, you understand that if you test more, you're going to have more cases, right?
And Joe Biden can, and you know, he can talk about the 200,000 deaths all he wants.
And how that's Trump's fault
somehow? And how it's Trump's fault, and how apparently everybody else in the whole world is fine except for the United States, which is a bold-faced lie.
Yeah.
But the problem is that he continues to say Trump is a fear-monger when that is exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He constantly wants to make people either think that they're doing terribly, that they're going to die any moment mm-hmm. from COVID, or that someone that they love is going to die from COVID. And yet here we are driving, right? Like, there people die from car accidents every single day,
yeah.
and no one is locking down an entire economy and telling people to stay out of cars.
And this
we got to live with the virus.
Yeah, and this narrative of it's somehow Trump's fault that 200-something thousand people have died, that's a bunch of bullcrap.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that these people have died. That's like, okay, then all of the H1N1, all the people that died from H1N1, it's Joe Biden and Obama's fault. Then he killed those people. Joe Biden killed those people.
Directly.
Right? Directly. He killed those people. And then all the people that died from the flu during his 8 years of vice presidency, his fault. I mean, this is the logic, right? Mm-hmm. You can't deny that logic if you're a liberal and you're buying into this bullcrap logic, then all the people that died from the flu during those 8 years are Joe Biden's fault. Why didn't he save those people? Why didn't he save them from the flu? It's a virus. It's the same thing. Why didn't he save them?
Why? Yeah, that jerk.
Why isn't he saving them now? I mean, this is the same logic. It's just ridiculous that people are buying into this mentality. It's like, and then they call us science deniers. What in the hell?
And there were a couple of times, too, in relation to the COVID discussion, Joe Biden tried to say, listen, I'm really awesome because I don't look at states as being blue states
and red
states.
He said that a couple times.
Yeah. But with respect to COVID, literally in the next sentence, he said, but COVID's getting a lot worse in red states. I'm like, do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, he
does. Do you even hear what you're saying?
Exactly.
And then how many times did you hear him say the words law enforcement and first responder?
Because
mm-hmm. it was like a million times. Never has he cared so much about law enforcement until last night.
Yeah.
When apparently he believed that the polling told him that he needs to be like more empathetic and talk about
yeah.
them more.
And law enforcement backs Trump.
In
law enforcement's like, take that, Joe. Yeah. So, you know,
too late.
Exactly. Too late, man, because people are burning down cities and you guys are totally okay with it. And your vice president was bailing those people out. Too bad, so sad.
Okay, are we bringing it in?
We are bringing it in.
We're bringing it in, you guys.
Let's bring it in. You guys, it's Screaming Goat 80s Friday. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.